my God.
Wendy, in the future when you do your Mad Dingo show and you yell out testicles, what are you going to think about?
I'm going to think about Big Fatty's balls.
How
would I feel kind of mellow and
floaty. Oh, my God. So the chat room, I
don't
guess.
Know. Bye.
So I had never seen Big Fatty's testicles. We were talking about balls. So he came over and put poppers under my nose.
Mm-hmm. Then, you sniffed twice.
And then, well, you have two nostrils, bitch. Like, what do you expect?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
So I had never seen Big Fatty's testicles. We were talking about balls. Then,
you sniffed twice.
And then, well, you have two nostrils, bitch. Like, what do you expect?
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2779 of the BFO for Thursday, the 20th of September, 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to play some voice letters, and can you hear that? Can you? Yes, we hear it, yes.
Milking stools.
Coop the hen
and tend the mules.
Come on, come on.
Close the churches and the schools.
It's the day for breaking rules.
Come and join the feast of fools.
Hello, topsy-turvies, Big Fatty, y'all. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, it is topsy-turvy day here at the BFO. Big Fatty, why? Well, I'll tell you why. Because I've got voice letters. Y'all, I think I counted 28 voice letters that I've got to play. And y'all, I'm so far behind on some of them that it doesn't matter if I start with the oldest. They're still going to be ancient. So y'all, today and tomorrow, y'all, I'm going to do a little topsy-turvy, and so I'm going to play the newest voice letters, and we're going to just go in reverse order for just these 2 days, and I'm not discounting the other voice letters at all. I'm trying to keep a few of them at least current, and y'all... Because some of them are about the hurricane, and some were about other things that are happening now. So, y'all, it's going to be a topsy-turvy day. Yes, Big Fatty. We hear it. Y'all, as you know, I'm heading over to the metropolis. And so y'all, I didn't need a whole lot at the Von Zee's, but y'all, it's Senior Citizens Day, so y'all, I headed over there mainly because y'all, they had the good coffee on sale, buy one get one free. So y'all, I picked up four bags of that. Y'all, they had in their ready-to-cook section there at the Von Zee's, y'all, they had something called bacon-wrapped papas. Big, very, everything you like. Bacon and papas. Oh, no, not that kind of pop. Oh, that's very different. Yeah, you don't stick these up your nose. Big, very. Big Fatty, I can just imagine you with jalapeno papas, bacon wrapped jalapeno papas sticking out of your nose. So anyway, I got some bacon wrapped Jalapeno Papas. Y'all, I got me a little treat to have during the Big Brother hump day night. Y'all, it was the strawberry and blueberry yogurt parfait. Y'all, I picked up a dozen of the large eggs, and y'all, they had the solid kits on sale. And y'all, I didn't want to get too much stuff, so I was checking the dates real carefully. Y'all, but they had one. It was the Mediterranean solid kit that came with pita strips and feta cheese. So I thought I'd try that. And y'all, I got me a lime because, you know, you got to have a lime if you're going to have the Tanqueray and tonic over at when not drinking at the Capri Lounge. And y'all, I got me another package of that country ham seasoning ham. Big Fatty, still not spelled C-U-N. No, it is not. Y'all, that's all about. Y'all, I spent $29.05, but I saved $18.16. And Big Fatty, you got bacon wrapped papas sticking out of your nose. Big.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty. I mean, ahoy, Big Fatty. It's, Talk Like a Pirate Day, which is probably in their future or in my past or my future, or I time travel is hard for pirates. Anyway, scallywags and shiver me timbers and bottles of rum. I don't think they have gin. I'm gonna need to check the menu and get back to you on that. Anyway, shiver me timbers, and I think my timbers have been shivered enough. Anyway, bye, Big Fatty. Oh, bye, Poodle.
Bye. Y'all, that, of course, is that Ed Gong from over there in the Singapore, Mexico. And Ed, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. This is one reason I'm playing these topsy-turvy. It's because, y'all, it's yesterday, hump day, was Shiver Me Timbers, Talk Like a Mexican. I mean, not a Mexican. Big Fatty, you still got those papas in you. Talk Like a Pirate Day. And y'all, there was something that I looked on to check what the day was, and y'all, it says Captain Henry Morgan. Y'all, do you remember Henry Morgan? He used to be on the I've Got a Secret, I think, or To Tell the Truth, or something like that. But Big Fatty, I don't remember him being a pirate. No, but anyway, y'all go, if you don't remember Henry Morgan from the quiz programs, go and check it. Yes, Big Fatty, and check out Miss Kitty Carlisle too. She always she dressed like a pirate.
Ahoy, Big Fatty, Musketball Lucy here, also known as Francie. Talking like a pirate on International Talk Like a Pirate Day, September 19th. I just want to shiver your timbers on this day and hoist a bottle of rum to your continued good skin. Best take care of ye hornpipe, or ye shall be walking the plank. Give little squeaky kitty a squeeze, and pirates don't hug.
Oh.
So Make Poodle walk the plank. Nar.
Only Fatty.
Take care now. Be kind. Rewind. I'm off to see, I don't know, mermaids or something. I'm off to me ship. Bye-bye.
Nar, be ready. Y'all, that, of course, is Francie. You know, she's the Ed McMahon of the Mr. Tim Kumal show. Hi-oh, be ready. What was that? It was my terrible impression of the Ed McMahonan. Yes, Big Fatty. But anyway, Francie, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from the head pirate from the Tim Kumal show. Yes, Big Fatty. And Francie, speaking of pirates, Big Fatty will be celebrating butt pirates. Big Fatty, that is vulgar! over at the... for the rest of the weekend and into Monday. So anyway, Francie, I hope your pirate day was filled with lots of what would it be filled of? Jolly Rogers, Big Fatty. I love those candies and doubloons. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Princess Hannah. Let me tell you. I have a story for you. The other week, I went for my initial evaluation for aquaphysical therapy, and I was doing okay, laying on the bed, moving my legs and my arms and stuff. Then the therapist asked me to stand up, put my back to her, and try and bend down and go as far as I could to reach my toes. Yeah, I kind of farted in her face. And that wasn't just like a little, like, poof. It kind of gurgled a tiny little bit. But I don't think it smelled. I think that was like my main saving grace. That, and it wasn't like I just let one rip. But I was mortified. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. She's like, oh, it's okay, blah, blah, blah. And I just, thank God it wasn't a wet, smelly, like a truly wet, smelly one. All right, love you.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that of course is Princess Hanna and Big Fatty. It's there's your butt pirate right there. I guess, but yes, Big Fatty and Princess Hanna. First of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And sometimes you know when you're doing exercise things. I think the people that do that yogurt exercise when you get into position and all, it oftentimes you're just yes, Big Fatty, you cut the cheese and just hope that it just doesn't yes, Big Fatty, make sure it doesn't smell like those hard boiled eggs. Big Fatty, that's what the turnip head had for his brufkas at the spa. Well, y'all, by the way, did you know that the turnip head is back in at the spa up there in the Toronto, northern Mexico? And y'all, he put a picture up of his brufkas, and I think it was a hard boiled egg and an everything bagel. Oh, Big Fatty, the taste of onion and garlic and a hard-boiled egg, that's not going to sit well later on when he starts tooting. Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is Mike from Gish, and I just wanted to call and let you know I'm finally recovered from our fantastic trip to New Orleans. Thank you so much for an awesome, awesome event. I wanted to say thank you for putting me in touch with Joe in Dallas, because now I have just this amazing, personally curated stream of big dicked pictures being sent to me on Twitter, and that boy knows his porn. And the other thing, while we were in New Orleans, a number of people at Pride 48 had expressed concern about my mom's lady parts, because on a recent episode of our show, she said that she was having some issues in her down there, and mom's vagina is fine, everybody. It's better now. Anyway, I hope all is well, and hope to see you soon. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Mike. That is Mike from the gayish little show out there in the Seattle, Washington. And Micah, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to have a new listener call into the little show. Big Fatty, he never said he listened. Oh, you know what? You're right. Big Fatty, you just assume. Anyway, but Mike, I appreciate the call nonetheless, and I'm delighted. I'm delighted that Joe in Dallas is keeping your box full of big dicks. Benny, you have such a way of making everything vulgar. And that your mom's lady parts are doing fine, and hopefully her box will be full of big dicks again. Benny, drop it.
Hi, just me. Question. Regarding Big Brother. So, and I know that this will be weeks until you play this, so there's not going to be any spoilers. But, so they just sent Haley home. Big Brother ended about 20 minutes ago. Haley just went home, and they started the HOH competition by showing them all videos when they're sitting in the living room. But they had a diary or a confessional or whatever it's called for Big Brother of Tyler talking about, oh, I feel like I really got to pay attention to this video because I think it's got something related to the HOH competition. And then they went, after they watched the video, then they all went, you know, to their booths and voted A or B or whatever for the competition. So if Haley got sent home live, how did Tyler do a diary video after the fact? If they sent her home, you know, say at whatever, 9:30, and they had a HOH competition at whatever, 9:45, how was their time that they cut and put a diary video in there and then cut back to the competition? I don't understand how the timing works. And I know you are the master of all things Big Brother. Well, I hope your trip in Atlanta is going well, and I hope the weather down there isn't too horrendous. Doesn't sound great, but yeah, hope everything's going well. Just giving the big man his bottle right now, because he was screaming his head off, so that was pretty cool. But yeah, I feel like I said but about a million times, so I'm going to go. All right, talk to you soon. Love you.
Yeah, I got to see y'all.
Say bye, big man.
Oh, hi.
Say bye.
Hi.
Say bye, big fatty.
Hi.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Goodbye, sir.
Yeah, Gussie. Y'all, that, of course, is my Northeast straight boyfriend, Dan, and the Northeast straight baby. Dan, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from a straight boyfriends. Big Fatty, he's now signing his name Northeast Straight Daddy. Oh, okay. Hey, Daddy. And Dan, this is an excellent question. Big Fatty, you didn't play the music. He didn't ask me to. Oh. I believe what had happened was they showed those videos earlier in the week. They didn't show the videos during the live show. And Tyler, they pre-recorded his diary room session and then just played it, you know, at the beginning of during. Oh, dear, I see. During all the live shows, they usually start off with a recap of things that have been going on. And I think they probably had pre-recorded that and then played it. As they were getting the house guests out to the yard and everything to get ready for the competition. Big Fatty, you are the connoisseur of the Big Brother. It's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Stinky Orangutans, and Adam, Big Fatty's going to be over at the Metropolis Entertainment Complex at a leather event. What do you think the conversation will be?
So, I had never seen Big Fatty's testicles. We were talking about balls. Then,
you sniffed twice.
And then, well, you have two nostrils, bitch. Like, what do you expect?
Big Fatty, that's always the topic of a conversation.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com. And you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.